In the world of special education, everything must be in writing. If it's not in writing, it does not happen. Equally as important is data collection. Data, data, data. We don't know how to make thoughtful decisions on our child's individualized education plan, their goals, their present levels, unless we have data. So that is what I'm talking about today, tracking IEP progress and data collection. And this is not only for educators that are doing this. I want parents to know what that process is, what it looks like. I'm talking about 7 steps in the data collection process. This is incredibly important for parents to be not only informed, but empowered at their child's next IEP. Hello, special education strategist. I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am a mom of 3, and I have sat at both sides of that IEP table as a parent and a professional. The world of special education can seem overwhelming and scary, even for me as a parent, and I had that extensive training. But I got you. In my solo episodes of the Special Education Strategist, I'm here to break down the IEP process, help reduce the stress, and empower you and your child. I have learned at the IEP table to improve outcomes, be informed, be prepared, and become a partner with the IEP team. If you are new to special education, feel like your child should be evaluated for special education, or just a curious learner, join me as we dive in and strategize and take your special education worries to wins. You know your kids best. You know if they're struggling or thriving, if they are happy or losing hope, if they understand or are completely lost. The question can be, what now? If you're unsure what the steps to take to help your child succeed and need a starting point, take my free quiz, learningessentialsedu.com. After answering some simple questions about your child, it will guide you towards the first step in helping your child be the best they can be. So back to data collection and our IEP progress. So the first thing the team is going to do is choose a measurement tool. Choosing the appropriate measurement tool is a critical first step in monitoring student progress. It directly measures the behavior stated in the IEP goal. I want you guys to be feasible about that, meaning that it is brief, it's easy to administer on a regular basis, it's non-disruptive to the other students in the classroom, and that it's a valid and reliable measure of academics or behavior. So kind of to take it back a step, remember, when we first start to develop our individualized education plan, our IEP, we start with a present level of performance. So all of that information, how is the child doing in an educational setting from bell to bell? In the words of the IEP boss, that present level should be puffy and prescriptive, meaning that I want that team to think about that present level from how are they academically, socially, functionally, sensory, the whole package. How does that child engage with the educational setting from bell to bell? From there, you're going to then take data points and say, all right, here are our goals that we are going to work on. This is how we're going to get there, and have a really well-written goal. You can look back at our solo episode talking about SMART goals of what that should look like. And then the next step is, how are we going to take that data? So as a parent, you're going to be asking the questions. And at the end of my conversation today, on this solo episode, I'm going to give you some questions to ask at the IEP team. So everybody there is aware of how data is going to be taken, the process, who's doing it, and if training needs to take place. So the first thing you're going to do is decide, how are we going to measure the goal that's stated in that IEP. And then step 2, we're going to create a way to collect the data. Educators are more likely to use data when the data is easy to understand. How detailed does the data collection need to be? So we want to say, what might impact this is how complex the goal is, how you'll be using the results, who needs to have access to the raw data. So for example, if I have a simple goal of a single digit addition, The student is making progress. There is no challenging behaviors to consider, and I just need to track progress for myself and to report at progress report time. Remember those quarterly reports we've talked about? A simple frequency sheet that includes demographics, date, initial, how many math problems the student did correctly out of how many were presented will suffice. I mean, you could put that on a post-it note, right? We can make it easy. But if I'm collecting data on two different behavior points, my data collection sheet will look slightly different. So ensure that data collection, it captures all the information that is required to make data-based decisions and to fulfill any documentation requirements. And then the second, within the scope, as simple as possible. Because as we know, educators are super busy. So the more easy it is to take and collect data, the more likely it's going to take place. As a parent, you can always ask for raw data sheets. Parents don't know that, but we can't make decisions if we don't have data. So step three, we're going to collect current baseline data. It's important to document the student's current level of performance, and that baseline data is the measure of the level of student academic or behavioral performance before a change is to occur, right? So one of the supports that's identified in the IEP is implemented. An educator should collect enough baseline data to establish a stable, clear picture of the extent of the academic or behavioral need. Baseline performance can usually be established with 3 or 4, sometimes even 5 data points. So we want to make sure that in that present level, we have some strong data points of why the student needs extra support. Why are we developing a goal and having a really well-written goal to ensure that we're all on the same page of how we're going to collect data and how it will align with that student's IEP and specifically their academic or behavioral goal. We want to establish a goal line, right? So adding a goal line, it could be to a graph. An educator can quickly determine whether the student's on target to reach that identified goal with the established timeframe. The goal line is a line drawn, you know, from the base of the score to where we expect that child, the trajectory of where we want this child to go. And then we're going to collect data on each IEP goal regularly. Educators should collect data on each IEP goal on a regular basis, every 2 weeks, monthly. Actually, IDEA regulations require that the IEP team document how frequently they will monitor this progress. And I have seen so many IEPs where this is not documented. How are we monitoring the progress? And really documented well, right? So you know as a parent up front who's doing the data collection, how often it's going to be taken, how are we going to report this progress? So you should have a very clear picture of what's taking place. So if we talk about who will be collecting the data, this is important for a couple of reasons. First, does this person actually know how to collect data that you have in mind? Do you need to simplify it or be very descriptive about what is considered a correct response? Is it going to be you as a special educator? Is it going to be the para? Is it going to be another teacher? Especially a Gen Ed teacher with 25 other students, we need to make sure that that process is easy, seamless. It's not one more thing to do. So really that's where that team process and conversation is critical. Administrators can facilitate this process by making certain that an identified data collection schedule is in place. Additionally, administrators should make certain that the educators responsible for data collection have the expertise necessary to use the measure, whether it's academic or behavioral. And when applied, administrators should make sure that educators receive adequate training. And remember, we can write that into our IEP if needed. When designing data collection, I think often how I will be able to collect it and how often I will be able to analyze it. Analyzing is just as important, right? So if I'm collecting the data, I need to be analyzing it to see, is this student making progress? How can we tweak this? How can we ensure that we're really supporting the student? So if you're a resource teacher with a group of 6 to 8 at all times, all day long, you know, you might not be able to collect detailed data on each IEP goal each time the student comes in. So you might design a system where you take 1 to 2 students' data each day of the week, allowing raw data to be collected for each student once a week. Maybe you have a life skills class with 8 students who stay with you all day, or if you have a para, whoop, whoop, that's awesome. So you will be able to design a system where daily data collection is possible and absolutely valued. So whatever the case may be, the key is to make sure you are collecting the information you need as often as you can so you can make data-based decisions. You want a system that allows you to help the students move on if they're ready or change it up if they need to pivot. And then step 6 is reviewing data often and make instructional decisions. One step educators frequently overlook when monitoring students' progress is to create a plan for regular data review. By reviewing a student's progress throughout the year, school personnel and parents can reasonably predict whether the student will achieve those goals specified in the IEP by the end of the year. So we're talking about those quarterly progress, but I want educators and parents to kind of be thinking about that before a 9-week time, right? So kind of just think in the back of my head, are we moving forward on these data points? Are there things that we could be better doing? So I want you also to communicate progress to parents. So we know that IDEA regulations require that the IEP team not only document how they will measure a student's progress towards meeting their IEP goal, but also they must provide parents with periodic reports of their child's progress. Those are those quarterly reports concurrent with the insurance of a report card is usually when they come out a line. And this is step 7, is that communication. So parents, know that you're valuable in this process as well. I want you to ask your IEP team. This is part of parents don't think to ask, right? I want you during that meeting, identify when and where data will be collected. How frequently will data be collected? Where data should be collected across all settings to ensure growth and mastery of a goal. Right? Equally as important, if we're working on skills, do they translate to recess? Do they translate to PE? Do they translate to the hall? Do they translate to specials? So really collecting data across the board will give you more information. So as parents during that IEP, I know you're exhausted by the time goals come about, but make sure you ask, you know, when and where are we collecting data? So if you have a spring IEP, and you're going to finish out the school year, you can ask those questions again in the fall to kind of spark everybody's memory. Oh yeah, we did talk about this. And then classes change. So again, if you have a late spring IEP, you're going to finish out the school year, but you're going to have a new set of teachers in the fall. So asking when and where, think about raw data collection sheets so that you really know, is my child making progress? And last and equally as important, who is going to be collecting data? Are they trained to collect data with fidelity? So especially if we're talking about behaviors, is that individual trained? They understand the process to do it with fidelity? Is it going to be a special ed teacher, a general ed teacher, a service provider, or a para? So who, when, and where are the questions I want you to ask as parents when it comes to goals that are going to be in place? And remember, you can always ask for those raw data collection sheets. Again, I am your host, Wendy Taylor. I am obsessed with helping parents and professionals and families bridge those learning gaps, access special education service, and build killer support plans. Thank you again for strategizing with us and spending your precious time listening. If you've loved what you've heard, share this episode with friends and give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials. Looking for free tips? Need additional support for your kiddo? Head on over to learningessentialsedu.com. You can download some free tips. You can take our quiz to understand better where to start the support. If you need more special education support, again, visit us at Learning Essentials. We provide an individualized and systematic approach to supporting students with various learning needs and differences through academic coaching, educational therapy, and Brain Camp, our executive function support model. Need IEP coaching? I've got you covered. Head on over to Learning Essentials for additional information. Hope this helps make it a great day. Bye for now.